Hello and welcome to this edition of the Sedgwick Podcast. Today, as our guest, we have Leah Cooper, Managing Director, Global Consumer Technology for Sedgwick. Leah, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Leah, you are in current edition of our Edge online magazine talking about technology and specifically talking about insurtech and innovations. And for those that are not familiar with it, what exactly is insurtech?
That's a good question. Insurtech is a term that's only come up in the last few years. But what it means is applying new tools and innovative technology to the traditional claim underwriting, reporting, and handling processes. Around this, there is a national conference that is held every fall, typically out in Las Vegas. And companies from around the world come to see what the new offerings in this space are. A lot of those are carriers. A lot of those are simply startups who have a great idea and think that they can revolutionize the insurance industry.
And I know it's really a big conference, and I imagine having gone yourself several times, it's probably overwhelming for any organization, but if you're trying to go and give strategy or advice to those who might be looking at it, have attended, and they're trying to sort through all these, you know, amazing, in many ways, vendors that are there, but knowing what's the best way to approach it, what would be your advice to someone trying to find the right partnership out of this conference and all this technology?
Well, the first thing I would say is don't be afraid to talk to anybody. Everyone at those technology companies is looking forward to understanding your business. And so from that perspective, if you can go in with a solid understanding of where you feel like the application of tools like artificial intelligence might be helpful to your process, or if you're simply like me and want to know what's out there, you can go in and really take a look at all of the vendors that are there and what kind of technology they have that is revolutionary, whether or not you've considered it for your own use or not. From a personal experience, last year we went and I stumbled across a booth who happened to be giving demonstrations on process discovery tools. And so from an IT perspective, you wouldn't think about how that might impact your current set of software, but then when you step back and say, let's think about our current claims management methodologies, is there something that we could apply in the process discovery area to make the lives of our examiners both more efficient and consistent? And so that was a nice surprise to come at something from a brand new perspective. But really, I think you have to step back and take some of these theoretical inventions and pieces of technology and figure out whether it's realistically applied to your business process, and can the theoretical be turned into the tactical? And that's really where companies can take advantage of some of the innovations out there.
And that's a great lead-in to what I wanted to ask you about next. And there's something called RPA that's pretty innovative in the claims management arena, and I'll let you spell out what RPA is and what that might mean to the our industry and going forward in the future.
Yeah, RPA is a reference to the acronym is Robotic Process Automation. And what that is, it's a type of software that seeks to replace keystrokes and mouse functions that a user does over and over every day in their daily activities. And they can replace those with the click of a single button or with what we call a bot that runs based upon certain conditions or activities of a user in the background. So this takes away a lot of repetitive and often used motions, and that way you can introduce new paths for efficiency and accuracy for any user. And while that may not apply to a lot of companies who build their own technology like Sedgwick does, every company in the world has tools that they've used from vendors that can be evaluated for efficiency within their own organization. That is, how are we using these tools, and can we be using them better?
That sounds pretty amazing as far as talking about futuristic type opportunities. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes in the coming months and years. But I think you mentioned and touched on Sedgwick, and certainly we do a lot of things on the technology front. What are some specific things maybe that you want to talk about from Sedgwick that we're doing or that's coming down, you know, in the near future that you see impacting this piece of the industry that we've been talking about?
From my perspective, one of the biggest things that Sedgwick is doing these days is reevaluating the consumer's experience. So self-service capabilities used to be a nice add-on, but today I think they are a baseline standard for every third-party administrator out there. Claimants expect a level of transparency from those providing coverage and administering claims. And so I think employees assume that technology is going to be provided so that they can manage their own claims and their own need for time away from work. So I think that's one area that we need to consider, but the big buzzword I think that everyone's throwing out these days is artificial intelligence. AI permeates every conversation about technology that we have today, and the way that companies can use AI is so varied. One of the most common uses of it is in a predictive modeling program where you can anticipate the outcome and severity of claims based upon your comparison to a book of business. The great advantage that Sedgwick has there is that with our decades of experience and over 1 million claims on our systems, we have a lot to compare it to. And so that decision optimization program allows us to customize our claims handling processes and know when to intervene early on to mitigate the chance for large loss. Another way that we are looking at AI is an automated form of rules decision making, rules-based decision making. And so this is where on certain processes or certain types of claims, you might be able to apply a set of logic that will help you do things like assign adjusters for property claims on the fly. Or in the case of something simple, like a scenario of a product recall, where all you have to do is have the claimant prove that they purchased an item, then you can remediate that claim automatically using tools that reach out to AI vendors for document analysis, or connectivity to weather services in the case of property claims. And so some of the innovations that we're looking at in this area are very exciting and can be truly transformative to our business. So that's, I think, where we're going in terms of the technology landscape in the near future.
Well, Leah, I appreciate that, and there are so many exciting things coming. And again, your group and what you're doing at Sedgwick and as a whole, I think our industry is just getting more and more exciting all the time. So thank you for sharing with us. And if you'd like to read more in-depth the interview with Leah, you can visit the Edge link and read that in our magazine. So thank you again, Leah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.